Today's gospel is taken from the 14th chapter of Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks. Here's why I sang that first stanza of that hymn, which I love. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. That part. I love to tell the story of Jesus and love. And here's why I love to tell the story. In 1974, I was 9, and I met Thor Olsen. Now, Thor Olsen was someone who, like most people, was brave like Peter when the church said, "Hey, step out and come and teach Sunday school." And so Thor Olsen was. He was a Sunday school teacher. I went to school with Greg Olsen, his son, so I knew him, and someone had invited me to church. And from him, and I later learned that this person was a person of faith, and he also had a storied background. You know, as a kid, you don't learn these things. As an adult, maybe from your mom, you might learn some other stories about it. So he was a person who truly stepped out, almost out of character of who he was. But he taught kids about Jesus and his love. And Jesus and his love for everybody, including me. And that's where I learned that Jesus was for me. For me, not against me. God wasn't against me. There was no conspiracy. For me. Me. And, you know, as a third grader there, you have doubts sometimes about, I mean, as a human, we have doubts and wonder, is God for me? But Thor Olsen told me in third grade, God is for you. And this Jesus fellow is for you. And I knew that. And I knew that in that church growing up because everybody loved me there and I could be part of the community and I could run around and do good stuff. It was just a good time to be a human. And I knew that Jesus was for me. Which relates to this text. Because that's what Peter is telling us, reminding us. That's what this story is telling us and reminding us. And I have this great quote. I think this is a good thing that captures this story. And this is from Doc Hollinsworth. "A little faith may be all that is needed to transform a story that starts in fear into a story that ends in worship." Because that's what happens. This is a miracle story for the disciples. This is a miracle story for the people inside the boat. This is a miracle story for us inside this boat right now. Peter steps out, and he does walk on water, temporarily, but he walks on water. It's a miracle. And so from this story, these are the things I believe we learn. And read the story, and read it closely, just for your own self, this week, and think about it, because you're going to find all different things. But I believe this story reveals that truth that I learned in third grade. Jesus is for us. That's what it says in the beginning of the gospel. Jesus is Emmanuel, God for us. Jesus is for me. Jesus is for you, and you, and you, and you. All of us who are here, God wants to be intimately with us. And even when we step out and we start sinking in our worlds, and we say, save me. The promise is, it's in another place. It's in the end of the gospel. I will be with you always. I got you. I got you. We're all going to die. I'm not saying we're not all going to die. There's going to be times where Jesus says, I got you into the next world. That's clear as well. That's resurrection. That's the hope we breathe. But Jesus says, I got you. The other thing this story leads to is Jesus is for not only us, but for everyone. Everyone. Everyone gets Jesus. Not just the people in the boat, because the next scene is the boat lands, they go out into a new land. This is the place where, do you remember the pig story, where the pigs go into the lake, and that's where a demon is cast. This isn't a place where the opposite of whatever Jewish was. So Jesus is available and accessible for everyone. Everyone. How I kind of like to summarize this story, which relates, well, you know, I'm a Lutheran, so I'm going to throw grace in there at all times. But grace always trumps gravity. That's what faith is, that you believe that. That you believe that grace, no matter how stormy the situation is, how tough things are, God will pull us out. Because grace is stronger than gravity. And I think sometimes this story reminds me that we lose sight of miracles, because we have miracles every day, because extraordinary things happen every day in our ordinary lives. We went out to Ocean Shores, Beth and I and Isaiah, to visit my college roommate who was up from California, out in Ocean Shores, going from California to cloudy Ocean Shores. Perfect. They've been doing it forever and they love being at the beach when it's cloudy. So we were sitting out there, and one of my roommate's sons, Sean, had just come back from Europe. And before we knew, we got the grant, which is awesome. I didn't want to jinx it, so I didn't want to hear too many stories, but I just wanted to hear what was one kind of most intense story. So he said, all right, so we were in Budapest, him, he's a student, he's 20 years old, and with five other colleagues, just dressed in bathing suits and a t-shirt, and going to this water park, supposed to be this awesome water park. And so they took a train, and then they had to take a bus, a train, and a bus. I think that was the order. So they took the bus to the train, they got them to the bus. And they went on the bus, and then when they got to the stop, the water park is like just across the road right there, and you know, everybody's checking out. He didn't have his wallet. The bus had taken off. It's like, now, you know, it's one thing to not have, like, I don't have my wallet today here. You all could probably help me. But if you're in Budapest and a student, that is not here. And so there was extreme panic, and none of them spoke Hungarian. So there was that issue. And eventually, the bus, they learned, that came around, and it took an hour. And an hour later, they finally remembered the bus driver had a bald head. And sure enough, it was him. And they were kind of looking at the bus and looking, and the bus driver was screaming at them. And someone came and helped interpret it, which is another miracle, and said, you know, they just want to check. And so he went up, and right where he was sitting, an hour later, was the wallet. An extraordinary moment. An extraordinary moment. In an ordinary life. Extraordinary. A wall. I mean, that's a miracle. That's a pretty good definition of miracle. My story, you've heard a little bit about. You've heard the biblical story. I want you to hear the story of Eve. Of Eve. A person that we'll meet someday. In the story that I'm going to tell you. This is the story of St. Mark. So Eve, in third grade, she went to Mountain View. And because some people stepped out in this church and created this fantastic garden, she came and planted radishes. Like thousands of other students before her, she came and planted some radishes there. And then in that spring, or whatever, however long the radish season is, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'll eat them. I don't get it. I'm not a gardener. But I love our garden. But in the spring, she got a bag, which we provided, filled with food,
including one of those radishes she planted, because her family was struggling in third grade. In sixth grade, she wanted to run track, but she couldn't afford shoes. But fortunately, because some people stepped out here and formed Branching Out, Jan Spade being one of the founding people of that, they got some shoes to be able to run track. And again, family still struggling. In eighth grade, because some people stepped out, the family was struggling. They actually got kicked out of their home. They didn't have a place to stay. They were living in their car. They came and washed some clothes in Clean Kids so that they could be clean and not feel horrible about going to school and just feel normal and have a normal school life, even though they were living in their car. In 11th grade, someone said, you know, that Terry guy, he's a pretty good teacher. He might be tough at first, but he loves singing. And I know you have such a beautiful voice. Give it a shot. And they did. And she was in one of the gazillion choirs that Terry has. And she sung like an angel. And she heard about this place. Because we stepped out and brought Terry here. And he makes a connection in the schools that none of us can make like he does. That's just a powerful ministry presence. And then some people stepped out. I'll just say me and John Martin just to pick two people. Sorry, John. Yeah, I'm glad you're in church. I'll throw in Lloyd since you're smiling. Now you won't be smiling anymore. And Pastor Beth couldn't. We thought, hey, maybe it's time to build some tiny homes. And this isn't the hard sell, because believe me, all week I was going to be a super hard sell on tiny homes. This is just the pastoral version for you. But some people stepped out. And to me, I view this project like an extended Sunday school. Because a friend of mine said, don't even call it housing, because then you have housing issues and tenant rights and those things. And because we're reaching out, this 12th grader, Eve, who's been in this cycle of poverty and has circled around our boat the whole time, she comes and lives in this home. And she meets the first person who volunteered to be one of our support people for when and if we get that program going, Virgil, who said, I know about this. I've got the gifts. I'm ready to do it. I've experienced some of this. I am ready to help young women's lives change. And Eve comes here. For me, that's an example of a save me moment. That's an example of the story of a person who we don't know, who's suddenly here. This young woman whose lives were going to change. And I know, because when I went to a hearing for a Housing Stability Act, there were four students whose lives were changed, and the reason they were changed was because a homeless liaison on all four of them intervened in their lives. They got them out of the cycle of poverty, and all of them were going to college to be teachers or social workers to make a difference in other people's lives. And I can promise you, because you are so filled with compassion and caring when you're ready to go, that we will embrace Eve and she will become that teacher or that social worker. And she'll go to a Mountain View or wherever. And she'll go in the name of Jesus, because she'll know that Jesus is for her. Because she saw it in third grade and in sixth grade and in eighth grade and in 11th grade. And then when she came here and lived with us and we shaped her into this mature woman of faith who's ready to go out, and all she can do is sing, I love to tell the story. And it goes on. That's what this story is about. That's the gospel. It's always grace over gravity. It's always grace over the storms. Stepping out, it just requires grace and trusting. And there'll be storms. And it's okay, because Jesus will be there. Amen.